You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name's Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Ben Cameron from Broadway Sessions, Broadway Buskers, and the Broadway cast of Wicked, Aida, and Footloose is here. And Tilda Grace will be duetting an Avatar The Last Airbender musical song I wrote in a TikTok hashtag Sigma Josh. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. I had a bit of a road trip this past week coming to New York City from Florida. I really love traveling and getting to see so many fun places. Back when I was on tour with the Broadway National Tour of A Christmas Story, the musical, we would spend about a week in each city before moving on to the next. Living on the road makes you adapt really quickly because, well, you don't have a lot with you. I learned to make iron grilled cheese, where you wrap bread and cheese in aluminum foil and then use an iron to heat both sides. Quarantine made me adapt pretty quickly as well. I mean, think of all the crazy things we had to do so far. How many of you had to ration your toilet paper back in March? Or limits on bread and other supplies? But we adapted. Now, how many of you started baking your own foods? My sister made meringue bread this week and makes amazing banana bread. We even figured out a recipe for those nuts for nuts that are on nearly every New York City street corner. Speaking of New York City, it's definitely changed. Times Square is pretty empty, street performers are gone, and I can honestly say that this is the first time I've ever actually missed seeing those fake Disney characters harass tourists for pictures. But we'll be back. Those lights and sounds and rhythm of the city, they will be back. Because, you know, who could ask for anything more?
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money tree sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my that way. Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my gal who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my gal who could ask for anything more.
Who could ask for Yes, definitely has rhythm as he's danced his way across Broadway and in his web series Dance Captain Dance. He's also hosted and interviewed many a Broadway performer and Broadway panel throughout New York City. And if that wasn't enough, he hosts and created Broadway Sessions and Broadway Buskers. I'm so happy to welcome the incredible Ben Cameron to the Early Night Show. Hi, Ben!
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
I do an awful lot of very late night shows, so doing an early night show is very refreshing and involves a lot less Chardonnay. So this is fun to be able to interact at this early hour, the Early Night Show.
I really love your work with Broadway Sessions. How many seasons have you done?
Broadway Sessions in June would have been our 12th anniversary, which I am fairly certain, you'd have to fact check this for me, but I'm fairly certain that makes us one of the longest running continual cabaret series maybe ever in New York City. I don't know, I made that up, but I think it's gotta be close. It's definitely gotta be close. And it's been such a joy in my life for all the projects that I do. Broadway Sessions will always be the baby, because it was the first thing that I was able to create and provide such a wonderful home and atmosphere for the Broadway community to come together and geek out, be theater geeks. Because let's be honest, you don't get to be a Broadway performer without first being a Broadway fan. Yeah. And I think that's really kind of the whole purpose, is celebrating the people who make Broadway tick. So I miss it. I miss being live in that room. It's a pretty special place.
Have you been able to keep it going since the Broadway pause, because nothing's live now?
Yeah. We got on it fairly quickly in March. We all didn't know how long this was going to go back in March. We were so naive. We were so young. And once I kind of realized that, I said, well, we've got to do something. And we did several shows digitally. I had to learn how to Zoom pretty quick. It was very terrifying for me as a man of a certain age. And we got that together. And then when the Black Lives Matter movement really started to emerge and become very, very important to a lot of artists and to so very, very many people, we offered the platform up to some incredible Broadway Black theater artists. And I took a back seat and asked guest hosts to come in and promote conversations and promote organizations, as well as share music. And that was really special. So we're starting to cook up plans to kind of reboot here in the next few weeks. But it's certainly weird. It's definitely not the same. But we started doing an open mic brunch that we did a couple times on Sunday in addition to the Thursday night show. And well, I know, right? And I'm just like you, Joshua. I can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing I'm really excited about is your Broadway Buskers shows.
Yeah.
Can you share with us what that is?
Yes. Broadway Buskers started 2 years ago. And it's with, I do this with the Times Square Alliance. And we put the spotlight on Broadway singer-songwriters. So people who are writing original music, who many people didn't know were writing original music. And we would do that right in the beautiful pedestrian plazas that are so nice now in Times Square. Alice Ripley, Ethan Slater, Michael Cerveris. We've had so many amazing artists from the Broadway community join us for that. And we certainly weren't going to not do it this year. So as of last week, we started doing that digitally.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we're also using the platform once again to promote the Broadway Cares COVID-19 Emergency Assistance Fund, as well as the Broadway Advocacy Coalition, which is fighting for against systemic racism within the Broadway community. And I think that's been pretty cool as well. So yeah, we're just getting started. We'll be doing that on Tuesday nights all the way to the end of October, because I don't think we're going to get back into the plazas before then. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Well, you obviously create a lot of opportunities for so many actors and others in the entertainment industry. Do you have some advice for some of the younger listeners out there who either want to break into the entertainment industry, or even for some of the younger professionals?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? I was actually talking with Laura Bell Bundy, a couple of weeks back, and she said something that I really related to. And that is, don't be afraid, especially at a time like we're in now, where we're all sitting in front of our computer screens. Create. And you know that better than anybody, Joshua, that beyond when you work in a business where you typically have to wait for somebody to give you an opportunity, create your own opportunities. Because in this day and age, people are open to it. And you learn so much about yourself as an actor and young performer in the things that you create, in the things that you write, in the things that you work tirelessly to promote, you know, because creating stuff is very hard work, as you know, and you learn a lot about what you can accomplish without even ever having thought you would. You know, you start to wear a lot of hats. You're a producer, you're a performer, you're a personality, you're XYZ, you're all of these things, you're a wunderkind. So I really like that idea for young performers, and you know, continue to support your community and connect with people.
Where can we watch Broadway Sessions or Broadway Buskers?
Good question. These are all the right questions. You can watch Broadway Buskers at www.tsq.org/Broadway Buskers. That's just right on the Times Square website. So tsq.org/Broadway Sessions. When we bring Broadway Sessions back again, you can watch that on Facebook Live and our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/BWaySessions, where we have our channel has 25,000 subscribers or something crazy like that. That's really neat. So yeah, keep tuned in.
Yeah. In addition to being an amazing host, I know that you're also a super talented performer. Do you have a favorite Broadway show that you were in?
A favorite Broadway show that I was in. They're all pretty special to me. So yeah, I made my Broadway debut at 19, and that was pretty heady stuff because I always dreamed of being in Broadway shows. But you know, because I'm a performer, I've got a certain amount of insecurity, and it was just a wonderful thing to be like, oh, I can really actually do this. It was worth moving here from Utah. And then being in the original company of Wicked was quite the ride because, it just became such a total phenomenon and we got to be the cool kids in school if you were in Wicked.
Who'd you play?
Oh my gosh. I'm the guy on the Wicked cast album on track 2, which is the one you always skip. I'm the guy who says, Glinda, is it true you were her friend? That's me. And then, you know, obviously did ensemble stuff and did some understudying. But one of the really cool things about Wicked is I grew up obsessed with Broadway cast albums. I would sit and listen to them on tapes or records or CDs, which are a thing that you guys don't know about.
I know about it.
You do know about it? You're so wise. And I would read the liner notes and go through and imagine the shows in my head. And I knew all the names of the people in the liner notes. And to even just have, I know this is crazy, but even just to have my voice in that one line on that was so cool. And starting to make friends with all these people's names that I knew, that I was like, oh, I'm fangirling hard. Keep it cool, Ben. But I want to tell you, can I tell you a quick story?
Of course.
And it's about that one line. So a couple of years ago, they announced who the director for the Wicked film was going to be. And Wicked in general has been the gift that keeps on giving. I still host events for them. And they brought me back into the family. Like I was the audience warm-up host for the 15th anniversary TV special, which was really neat. So we're still real tight with the Wicked family. But on my birthday, I guess 2 years ago, they had announced who the director of the Wicked film was going to be. And a fellow named Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted to that director, who I don't remember what the director's name is, but I'm sure that's a quick Google search, tweeted, hey, at this director, can I please play the guy who says, Glinda, is it true you were her friend? And I saw that. And I tweeted back and I said, well, as the guy who does say Glinda's and Tree were her friends, please go forth with my blessing and thank you for the best birthday gift ever.
That's still amazing.
I thought it was hilarious. Plot pillar line, but yeah. So Wicked's pretty special to me.
Oh, and what do you think about singing for us today?
Oh, I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Cool.
I got all gussied up for you. I used my beautiful new Yeti mic.
Ooh, that looks really nice.
It's beautiful, isn't it? This was actually a gift from the Times Square Alliance because they were sick of me sounding crappy on our broadcast. She's pretty. I like her.
Yeah. What song will you be singing for us today?
Okay, I'm singing Mr. Cellophane from Chicago. And do you know, I can't really speak to any really strong reason why I chose it, except that I did a benefit concert years ago with some really cool people in a town in Mexico. And this was one of my big songs, and it just has such a great build to it that there's no way when you get to the end and you're given all that good jazz hand Fosse goodness that you're not having a really good time.
Yeah.
So it's really fun.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you sing the song.
Someone stood up in a crowd and raised his voice up way out loud and waved his arm and shook his leg. You'd notice him. If someone in the movie show yelled, "Fire in the second row! This whole place is a powder keg!" You'd notice him. And even without clucking like a hen, everyone gets noticed now and then. Unless, of course, that person should be invisible, inconsequential. He's Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, cause you can look right through me, walk right by me. I never know I'm there, I tell ya, Cellophane, I'm Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, you can look right through me, walk right by me, I never know I'm there. Suppose he was a little cat residing in a person's flat who fed you fish and scratched your ears. You'd notice him. Or suppose you was a woman wed and sleeping in a double bed with the same man for 7 years, you'd notice him. A human being's made of more than air. With all that bulk, you'd think you'd see him there. Unless that human being next to you is unimportant, undistinguished, you know. It should have been my name, Mr. Cellophane, cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. I tell ya, Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane, should have been my name. my Mr. Cellophane, cause you can look right through me, walk right by me, and never know I'm there. Never even know.
You are such a talent that everyone knows you're there. Make sure to check out his Instagram at BenDoesBroadway for more information about his upcoming shows. Speaking of shows, I've been having so much fun on TikTok working on a new show, sharing original songs from the upcoming Avatar The Last Airbender musical. I've also been posting piano tracks so people can duet the songs or hashtag sing with Josh. My next guest, Tilda Grace, did an absolutely amazing cover of my ATLA song called Nobody Cares. Here's Tilda's duet.
I was alone. No one would ask me how I feel, not allowed on my own. The times were not ideal. Minutes turned to hours, and the hours turned to days. I didn't know what else to say, but nobody cares. While I still wait endlessly, nobody cares, nobody cares about me. And I'm wanting to speak up, but I'll never be enough. Then somebody's there, someone who cares. But she still cares, though I'm not cool, collected, or calm. She's always cared, at least more than my mom.
That was so great. Make sure to check Tilda out on TikTok at Tilda_MC. If you want to sing along with me, make sure to check out my TikTok at Joshua Turchin and look for some of my piano videos. Record duet and use the hashtag SingWithJosh and you may get featured on the early night show. Also, if you're a student whose show was canceled, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and you may get a chance to go on with the show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where her podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Ben Cameron and Tilda Grace. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask!
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.